There's a slogan for the global climate negotiations underway in Egypt right now. Keep 1.5 alive, meaning keep global warming from exceeding 1.5 degrees Celsius. Here's United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres speaking at the negotiations.
But that 1.5 degree goal is on life support, and the machines are rattling.
The world is on track to hit almost double that amount of warming by the end of the century. And that could set off some abrupt changes with dire consequences. Lauren Sommer and Rebecca Hersher are here from NPR's Climate Desk to talk about three of those so-called tipping points. Hi, both of you.
Hi.
Hey.
So what kind of changes could the world see if world leaders don't find a way to rein in climate change at these talks?
So we're talking about big global changes, and here's one of them.
Okay, so what is that? It sounds like a river, Lauren.
It is a river, but it's on top of an ice sheet. That's the sound of the Greenland ice sheet melting this summer. The temperatures were warm, and, you know, where I was standing, the meltwater was kind of gushing across the top of the ice, forming this river.
And, you know, Greenland has lost ice overall for 26 years in a row now. And as the climate gets hotter, that ice, it's disappearing faster and faster and faster.
Okay, so explain why it's accelerating so quickly.
Yeah, one way to understand that is actually to think about the other big ice sheet, which is in Antarctica. It's also melting faster and faster. And the reason is because at the edges, the ice extends off the land and kind of floats on the ocean. And those parts are melting the fastest. They're cracking and breaking apart. It's kind of like a pie, actually. If the crust falls off, that gooey center of the pie slowly starts to ooze out. So the more the crust falls apart at the edges, the more the whole pie falls apart.
Well, you make it sound appetizing, but it's quite terrible. Okay, so Rebecca, what happens if it all falls apart?
So sea levels will rise dramatically if that happens, like 10 feet or more, which is obviously terrifying. And the millions of people who live on coastlines are not prepared for that right now. They need to build infrastructure to protect themselves from that kind of massive sea level rise. And to do that, they need to know when that will happen, right? Will it be hundreds of years, in 1,000 years? Scientists are still working on that. Ian Jockin is a glaciologist at the University of Washington.
We don't use a lot of infrastructure from 1,000 years ago. We do have quite a bit of infrastructure from 100 years ago. Just the scale that this collapse occurs on is quite important for how we're able to adapt to it.
And to be clear, sea level rise is already happening from all this melting. It's already causing problems. But once this collapsing process gets going, you know, it's hard to stop. One study found that even if humans stop emitting greenhouse gases, Greenland's melt would still cause 10 inches of sea level rise around the world.
Wow. Are there other abrupt changes that humans will need to prepare for if the Earth heats up beyond 1.5 degrees Celsius?
Yeah, there are a bunch. One big one is permanently frozen ground in the Arctic will thaw. Now, that is already happening in some places, which is really bad news, because when the ground thaws, it sinks and it buckles, and houses and roads and runways at airports, they all get ruined. It's really destructive. And it's speeding up. So I talked to one scientist at the University of Colorado Boulder. Her name is Merit Turetsky. She's been studying this permafrost, this permanently frozen ground, for decades.
We are saying goodbye to the permafrost in field sites where I've been monitoring permafrost change for 20 years now.
And as the Earth heats up even more, you know, gets to that 1.5 marker and exceeds it potentially, very large sections of permafrost are expected to thaw pretty quickly, like over the course of a decade or two. And that's going to happen in Alaska and Canada and Northern Europe and in Russia.
Okay, so widespread problems in the Arctic that would be caused, but would it affect people living further south?
Yes, absolutely, because permafrost also stores huge amounts of carbon, twice as much as is in the atmosphere right now. And as it thaws, it releases some of that carbon. So it's like this horrifying loop, right? Global warming causes the ground to thaw, which causes extra greenhouse gas emissions, which makes the Earth heat up even faster, and around and around and around we go.
And there's one more tipping point that's right on the horizon. And it's a tough one for the scientists who study it.
I mean, I've got a 15-year-old daughter, and I...
it's a challenge to think about what the world would be like when she's my age.
That's Eric Franklin. He's a professor at the University of Hawaii at Manoa who studies coral reefs.
Coral reefs. And we know they've been struggling because of climate change.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, corals are very sensitive to heat. The oceans are getting hotter and they get hit with these marine heat waves that cause the corals to bleach, you know, where they turn this kind of ghostly white color. Corals can bounce back from bleaching, but not if they get hit repeatedly, and that's when the whole ecosystem collapses.
So what's the forecast for coral reefs? If the world continues on the track that it's on, do they all just disappear?
Yeah, I mean, the world could see right now 2.8 degrees Celsius of warming by the end of the century. So that's a level where 99% of corals are not expected to survive, Franklin says.
The coming decades will bring, I think, unprecedented change for both these reef systems and humanity in general.
That's because 500 million people depend on coral reefs for food or their livelihoods. But if the world can stay at that 1.5 degrees Celsius mark, you know, at least some corals have a chance.
So you both have described some pretty terrifying consequences with these tipping points. So let's talk about the climate negotiations underway in Egypt. Is it looking like world leaders can work out a deal to limit warming to that level?
No. You know, right now, it's not looking that way. Leaders of two of the biggest greenhouse gas emitters, China and India, they aren't attending the talks. And there's a new push to develop fossil fuels, actually, because of the war in Ukraine disrupting supplies.
A key thing to keep in mind, though, is that every tenth of a degree matters. You know, every little bit helps to stave off these abrupt changes, you know, or if we can't, at least delay them so humans have time to get prepared.
That's Lauren Sommer and Rebecca Hersher from NPR's Climate Desk. Thanks to you both.
Thanks.